The morning after noted child prodigy Colin Singleton graduated from high school and got dumped for the 19th time by a girl named Catherine, he took a bath. Colin had always preferred baths. One of his general policies in life was never to do anything standing up that could just as easily be done lying down. He climbed into the tub as soon as the water got hot, and he sat and watched with a curiously blank look on his face as the water overtook him. The water inched up his legs, which were crossed and folded into the tub. He did recognize, albeit faintly, that he was too long and too big for this bathtub. He looked like a mostly grown person playing at being a kid. As the water began to splash over his skinny but unmuscled stomach, he thought of Archimedes. When Colin was about 4, he read a book about Archimedes, the Greek philosopher, who'd discovered that volume could be measured by water displacement when he sat down in the bathtub. Upon making this discovery, Archimedes supposedly shouted, "Eureka," which is Greek for "I have found it," and then ran naked through the streets. The book said that many important discoveries contained a Eureka moment. And even then, Colin very much wanted to have some important discoveries, so he asked his mom about it when she got home that evening.
"Mommy, am I ever going to have a Eureka moment?"
"Oh, sweetie," she said, taking his hand, "what's wrong?"
"I want to have a Eureka moment," he said,
the way another kid might have expressed longing for a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. She pressed the back of her hand to his cheek and smiled, her face so close to his that he could smell coffee and makeup.
"Of course, Colin, baby. Of course you will.
But mothers lie. It's in the job description." Colin took a deep breath and slid down, immersing his head. "I am crying," he thought, opening his eyes to stare through the soapy, stinging water. "I feel like crying, so I must be crying, but it's impossible to tell because I'm underwater." But he wasn't crying. Curiously, he felt too depressed to cry, too hurt. It felt as if she'd taken the part of him that cried. He opened the drain in the tub, stood up, toweled off, and got dressed. When he exited the bathroom, his parents were sitting together on his bed. It was never a good sign when both his parents were in his room at the same time. Over the years, it had meant, 1, your grandmother / grandfather / Aunt Susie, whom you never met but trust me she was nice and it's a shame, is dead. 2, you're letting a girl named Catherine distract you from your studies. 3, babies are made through an act that you will eventually find intriguing, but for right now will just sort of horrify you. And also, sometimes people do stuff that involves baby-making parts that does not actually involve making babies, like, for instance, kiss each other in places that are not on the face. It never meant 4. A girl named Catherine called while you were in the bathtub. She's sorry. She still loves you and has made a terrible mistake and is waiting for you downstairs. But even so, Colin couldn't help but hope that his parents were in the room to provide news of the number 4 variety. He was a generally pessimistic person, but he seemed to make an exception for Catherine's. He always felt they would come back to him. The feeling of loving her and being loved by her welled up in him, and he could taste the adrenaline in the back of his throat, and maybe it wasn't over, and maybe he could feel her hand in his again and hear her loud, brash voice contort itself into a whisper to say, "I love you," in the very quick and quiet way that she had always said it. She said, "I love you," as if it were a secret, and an immense one.